Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
An Erio's original.
I'm Leslie Arfin, and this is my show, Filling the Void, a show where I get to know my friends better by talking to them about the things that bring them pure joy, also known as their hobbies. Today we have an awesome episode because Jay Duplass, who is so adorable, I don't even like using that word because it sounds like something little, but he's very cute, he's very nice, he's very funny, and I'm sure you know who Jay Duplass is. I think it's like weird giving people's resumes, but like, you know, he was one of the Pfeffermans in Transparent, and that's where you would know his face from. But he also is like a writer, director, producer, has made so many things that you probably love. My personal favorite is that show Togetherness that was on HBO. Anyway, we have Jay with us today talking about running. He was going to talk about gardening and then he changed it. His new obsession is running. And I love talking to him because he really is like, he gets like very, very obsessed with something and just like goes nuts with it. It's filling his void. I'll put it to you that way. It's filling his void. WGA strong and enjoy the episode. Now, you were going to talk about gardening.
Yeah.
And I had a question for you, but we're so casual
that you brought
us.
We could talk about gardening. I think there's two potential angles we could tackle here.
What gardening is something we can talk about in one thing, but I'm very curious what you brought today. What else you want to talk about?
I think I'm going to let you decide which direction we go in.
Okay.
There's two options, I think, with me. One concept is low rent Renaissance man, which is like, I do a lot of shit. I am a hobby person for sure, and I do lots of them.
Oh, I love
and
this.
And I'm not particularly good at any of them, but they come and go, and I get very passionate about them. So, like, you know, drawing, painting, gardening, playing music.
We are the same person.
We might be the same person. Yeah. What else? Okay, and then there's probably other things.
I'm sure.
Cooking. But here's the current one, and this would be choice B, which is the worst professional runner in the world.
What do you mean professional?
Well, when I get into something, and I'm into running right now, because I just turned 50 on March 7th.
Wow, happy birthday.
Thank you. I turned 50 and I grew up running. My dad was a runner. He was a marathoner in the 80s and he was really, really good. Like, for those of you who know, he ran low 3-hour marathons, like pretty close to three. He qualified for Boston. He was like, you know, he was a great runner. Ran 50, 60 miles a week, all while, you know, like running his law firm and, you know, being a good dad. I have always thought I ran in high school and, you know, when I graduated from high school, I weighed 113 pounds. I had like the full showing ribs. You know wow. what I mean? Like, yeah, exactly. Like I couldn't date anybody in college because like I looked like the boys that the girls were babysitting more than the ones that they wanted
running?
To date. Yeah, from running. I was, you know, I was just like such a, you know, I looked like, you know how Ethiopian runners look? Like they just like, you just see ribs and knobby shoulders and knobby elbows.
That weight
elbows.
Is coming off.
The weight
and you're
is
flying
just
like,
off.
You're running like the wind. Yeah.
It's real easy to run fast when you are 18 years old and you weigh 113 pounds and you're as tall as I am now. I mean, I'm a pretty thin person and I weigh 155 pounds right now. So,
and how tall are you?
I'm like 5'8".
Uh-huh.
So imagine me 40 pounds lighter than I am right now. Like my Italian mom was like extremely disturbed throughout my high school career, you know? And so I've run on and off my whole life, but you know, I've been pursuing this impossible dream of like making television and movies and, you know,
sure.
it's taken everything that I have in it, you know, and then in addition to like trying to be a good husband and a good dad and stuff like that, like just no wiggle room, you know, so hence the super low rent renaissance, man. I don't have the time to get into anything and be good at it, you know, but
it just takes you a little longer, you know, the 10,000 hours are spaced out.
Yes. But
more.
I keep switching.
That's okay.
I keep switching tasks. But so when I turned 50, I basically decided I am going to dedicate the next decade of my life, like all the hobby juice to becoming the best runner I can be. And I get into shit. Like I follow a lot of pro athletes on YouTube, a lot of pro runners. I also follow like 37-year-old moms who are just like their kids are getting grown up and they're like trying to run a marathon. I'm just really into that, the process of
training
and becoming an athlete and like, you know, fortifying your body and like, just in general, in this world and in our culture, like becoming a person who like moves in time and space and actually does physical shit, you know?
Yeah.
Plus it's just like helps with my like moody ass depressive personality. So
first and foremost, take away any outcome of best worst, right?
Yeah.
Because you said worst professional runner. So I want to dissect that sentence.
Yeah.
And that's why I asked you about professional first and then worst. Take away worst, best.
Yeah.
Do you love running, period?
Yeah, I love it. I'll tell you what I love. I mean, I'll just put this out there. Listening to music and running in nature, specifically like on a trail. Right now, because I'm really bad at it, like a slight downhill helps. That for me is like a peak life moment.
Yeah.
Every time I do it, and I can have it almost every day.
Oh, that's fucking rad. Now, do you have a playlist for running?
Yeah.
Can you share some of the songs or some of your favorite running songs? If you want to look at your phone, you can.
Yeah.
I just like to know for my own sake.
Well, there's a whole ecosystem around this, and this is what's getting into the professional runner of it all, which is a joke. But the idea is that I do take it very seriously, and I'll tell you more about how I take it seriously.
Okay.
And sort of like train like pros do at this very fucking entry level ability that I'm at. But when you're talking about music, one of the things that people do is that there are a lot of songs that, so the ideal running cadence is 180 footsteps per minute. It's not exact for everybody, but it's within a few footsteps of that is the ideal cadence at which, you know, you're maximizing your efficiency and minimizing your injury potential. And so there are songs in the world that are also recorded at 180 beats per minute.
Oh, wow. Okay. So fucking cool.
So fucking cool. And so I have Like I have one playlist that's called 180 Beats, and it's like it's 20 songs that are just the perfect beat.
What's one of those songs? I'm just curious because then that's so cool. I had no idea about this.
Okay, here's a few. Fleetwood Mac's Tusk.
Okay.
Electric Light Orchestra, Strange Magic.
Okay. I like where
David
you're grooving.
Bowie's Modern Love. Outkast, Hey Ya.
This is a great playlist.
Message in a Bottle is 180.
No way.
White Will Snakes, Here I Go Again. You kind of got to just like stretch a little.
Okay.
To get the 180, you know?
I'm so fascinated by the 180 minutes, even if it's not exact, if it's around that. It's pretty exact.
Unless you're a pro, like, do it. You know what I mean? It's super, super helpful. And where it's extra helpful is on long runs or when you just don't want to do it or you're just kind of like feeling a little beat up. It just kind of like puts you on a little bit of like a mental treadmill as to like how you're going to do it. And what running at 180 steps per minute does too, is it like subconsciously shapes up your form in a way that for most people, when they first do it, they're like, God damn, that's a lot of steps. Cause most people are just kind of plodding at like 150, 160. So you have to step it up and it just kind of like situates your body in a way that, I mean, I'm fucking dorking out like crazy over here, but it situates your body properly, you know? So
yeah, this isn't dorking out. This is
this is what we're supposed to be doing.
An expert. Well, it just, it's cool. I didn't know about any of this. I like to know if knowledge is dorky, consider me queen of dorks.
Queen, I'm a big learner and I love process and I love progression and just growing, so, you know.
Now, running and that peak moment you talked about that fills you with so much joy.
Yeah.
And the process of, I get the process of training, the process of trying to get better every day. But what does being the best runner mean to you? Like, why is that important? The best.
There's ego involved in it. So, I mean,
that's great to admit, you know.
Yeah. There's definitely ego involved in it. Look.
Like, who do you think will care?
No one except for me.
And probably your wife or like.
No.
But.
My kids and my wife, they won't give two shits.
No, I'm not saying that to be like a dick. Like, a lot of people might care.
No, I affirm. And it is not, there's nothing dickish about it. It's just like nobody gives a fuck. And there's a very strong correlation between when things aren't going necessarily great in my creative career, like running rises more to the surface because it's not just ego. There's so many things about it which we'll talk about. But I'm obsessed with excellence.
I understand what you mean though. You know. Like, I would definitely be lying if I said that I didn't want to get really good at the thing I was doing. Now, the best and worst for me personally, when I think along those terms, it really fucks with me because it's almost like a myth in a way. And if I start letting that, I'll never do anything. That's just me though. Right. I mean, like,
there's nothing true about it. I mean, to me, first of all, I will never be great at running objectively. It's just like I'm 50 fucking years old.
Right.
I mean, you know, it's just not a thing. And like my brother was like even having like a little intervention with me. He was just like, he's like, who has more followers? You or your favorite runners? I'm like, me. And he's like, oh, all right. But it's not, that's way too egoic. It's not in that territory at all.
I understand.
It is more, it's more about, well, here's the real thing about running is running galvanizes in me all the things that I want to be doing in my life, but won't do. So we'll get into some of these other professional running elements like dynamic warm-ups and stretching and yoga and like lifting weights and other parts of my body, which are like the things that I need to do as like a crunchy ass 50-year-old man who mostly sits around and writes in the worst postures possible all day, you know? And so like, I will never do those things, but if, but I know that if doing these things are going to allow me to run in nature and listen to music and have like peak spiritual and emotional experiences, I will do them. And so it also like, so I was mentioning to you that like, I've been sick for like the last 6 weeks. We had RSV and then we like got a secondary infection. And so like,
oh, I'm so sorry.
I have been running on and off through that, not rigorously, but like gently. And it's weirdly buoyed my like physical and spiritual. It's buoyed everything.
Yeah.
Not just in like, it has kept me healthier, I think. I mean, I've definitely run through things in a bad way, especially when I was a kid, like, you know, fucking it up worse. But I'm, first of all, it like reveals to me where I am in the healing process or whatever. You know what I mean? Because it's like a real check-in. Yes. I don't know. There are just so many extraneous elements. It's like it makes me eat healthier because I know when I eat like a fucking pork sandwich, what that's going to feel like when I run later. You right. know?
It is a meditation running, you know, it's a, they have sitting meditation, there's sitting meditations, there's walking meditations, there's running meditations. I mean, that is essentially what, for me, at least when I, whenever I have run or done movement in even with music and I get into a zone and it is a zone that has a lot to do with endorphins, but also opens me up creatively in a way that only meditation can really do. It just, I'm not, it's almost like being in the shower. You know how like sometimes really good ideas will come to you when you're in the shower.
Yep.
It's because I'm just in a shower zone and I'm not thinking about anything else. And so my brain is clear. That's like a very small example of like the one benefit of showering, I'd say. Yeah. Whereas like with running, I think it's a lot bigger because you are incorporating your whole body and you're pushing forward. I mean, emotionally, spiritually, creatively, and physically. And it, of course, it's going to affect other areas of your life because then you're going to be more aware, which is what meditation brings us, awareness.
Yeah.
Aware of what you're eating. I find the same kind of meditation in some of the hobbies that I do. Running is not one of them. I wish it were. I do. It's really hard for me. I'm really out of shape. I don't have the stamina for it. And, you know, my mom was a really big time runner too. I mean, not like your dad, but like if she doesn't still run, it's because it might be physically hard for her. But
yeah,
she ran my whole life, like miles every morning.
Love it.
Yeah. And I know people who still do that practice and it's like, I think it's so cool. Paul did it too, like you when he was in high school, but for whatever reason, it was always like hard for me to keep pushing forward with it. I think that has so much to do with it. And I think you really have to love the way it feels in order to move forward. Like with some of the things, like I love doing dance, right?
Yeah.
And I mess up all the time. I mean, I'm not by any stretch of the imagination a great dancer, let alone necessarily a good one. But I fuck up all the time, but I love it. And I love the process of it that I'm willing, like I will stay and push forward and I will keep doing the thing over and over until I get it.
Yeah.
Like, cause that makes me, that opens something up. It makes me feel really good. And I guess that's what you're saying that running does. And running is like, I mean, yes, I can dance anywhere, but like you're moving through the world when you run and like, you don't have to pay for it.
You don't have to pay for it. All you need is a pair of shoes. That's that's one of the best things. I mean, I actually have like a whole philosophy about enjoying running. there's a couple of parts to it. One is that it's very hard to enjoy running until you're in decent shape.
Mm-hmm.
But the way to do it is one,
to run.
Get, yes, to run. To get yourself to a place where you might enjoy running, where you might like looking around and enjoy it. And then the most important thing, in my opinion, is walking is slow running. So if like what I would say, like for you, if you wanted to explore running and like get into it, I would say like get thee to a beautiful area, you know, that you like to be in and that you want to explore, and then walk in that area. And then if there is any, at any moment, you're moved to jog lightly, like if there's a little downhill or whatever, or there's like anything that if you're moved to do it, and then stop when you want to stop. And kind of like you were describing with dance is like, I think that's a way where you can like let running grow. Inside of like your spirit and also inside of your body in the way that it will want, because it is the most, walking and running are like pretty much the most primal things that we do.
Right.
You know what I mean? I mean, walking is number one, running is probably number two, dancing is probably number three.
Well, maybe like hitting, like hitting a rock might be three.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which I love, you know. Not to segue more into myself and my hobbies, please, but I do love chopping wood. Like
chopping wood. Yeah.
It makes me sound like so much tougher than I am, but I have a really great wood chopping device that makes it really fun. But anyway,
that sounds great. Well, I think really what you're getting at is like, is the other side of like primal living, which is like sitting in a circle with like people that you are embroiled with and like doing projects, you know?
Right. So like I am an indoors person, which is another reason why dance really works for me. I'm an indoors person and I also have a big ego. So dance is an indoor room with a huge mirror.
Yes.
And all we're doing is looking at ourselves and seeing what's judging our own bodies. But I mean, not really. I do really love using my hands, right? Like and that's the thing about running. But then again, you do have to use your hands.
Yeah.
You have to use your whole body. It is a whole body thing.
It's a whole body, but it's not a, it isn't really like a manual. Cause when you're talking hands, it's not a fine motor skill. Yeah.
Right.
When you say hands, I think it, you know, it also means fingers. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like that's, and there's something very pleasurable about that.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
I used to do a shit ton of needlepoint and latch hook when I was a kid.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever look? Wait, I'll show you what I'm doing right now. Hold on, I have to make a pillow. This person like commissioned me to make two pillows.
Fuck but I'm, yeah!
I know, so awesome. But it's
oh, that's great.
It's punch needle.
Punch needle,
which is
what?
I used to do a lot of needlepoint.
Yeah,
and even embroidery.
Yeah.
Punch needle, however, is extremely satisfying, very easy, and a lot faster.
So it's like a a one punch instead of the needle point like hooking through.
Yeah, here's what the needle looks like. Okay,
that's good shit.
You put the yarn through the hole.
Oh,
put it through, and then you go boom, 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 boom. It is so satisfying.
Holy shit!
I think you would love it. You would. You're really like, especially if you have a little anxiety or something.
Oh.
Oh, you just punch it out, baby.
I don't know. Who has that?
I know, right?
Come on.
It's very fast. I started doing it because my friend was like, oh, this woman wants you to make two pillows. And I was like, she's like, when do you think you can get them done by? And I was like, I don't know, July. She was like, how about June? And I was like, all right, we'll see. I already finished one of them within a week because I forgot how fast it is and how much I enjoyed doing it.
Yeah, it's great.
Things just, you know, I find myself more and more like allowing myself to be guided rather than driven.
Yeah, that's great.
But it is very hard. You know, it's something that I have to like work on every day because there's a lot of fear in just being guided, allowing myself to let go and be guided rather than driven. To, oh my God, but I have to do this thing. I have to write this thing. I haven't done anything major since Love, and who am I? And nobody's going to listen to my podcast and, you know, all of that stuff. And it's like, you know, it takes a lot of humility, which I have, I mean, not in like a, I'm not saying that in like a humble way. I'm saying it in like,
you're saying
I have like,
you have been humbled.
I have been humbled.
I feel you. I'm right there.
To the point of like, I got nothing to lose. Like, sure, guide me. Because every other time that I've like driven myself to be the best at anything, the only thing that I've experienced is really being the worst at it.
Yeah. I've had a lot of that too.
You know?
Oh, yeah. I've like wrecked myself so many fucking times.
I don't know. I mean, yeah, it's an interesting.
I think it might be 50-50, though. I mean, is it possible? Because the way that you think about, I think we might be twinsies because I'm really into mysticism, which I think at the core really is just allowing yourself to be guided and then allowing yourself to be surprised by what happens. And,
yes.
You know, but then again, like, there's the other side of me that's like, every movie I've ever made is because we set a date and we're like, come hell or high water, cameras are motherfucking rolling on this date.
Right.
And it.
Yes. But
that's horrifying.
The thing is that, yes, there's an element to that that is you're, you know, being driven to do something. However, the movie had to start somewhere.
Yeah.
And so you didn't set a date to make the movie before it was written, or maybe you did.
We did.
Even if you did. Okay, great. And so then it's a goal. I don't think that there's anything wrong with goals.
No, you're right. Setting a date is not like an egoic.
No, it's not, it's a goal. Like that's like a hopeful. It's very hopeful.
Yeah.
And like optimistic.
Right. I guess it's like, I see that though as like, it still involves some artifice of, I mean, the way that I see it is like throwing myself off a cliff as opposed to being led. You know, it involves like external apparatus in order to like force an issue.
Totally. You know what? To be a really, really great runner, like your dad.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't see why that's, why not?
I think it's totally possible.
Yeah.
And the journey of engaging in that and like claiming it and saying it out loud is like I just started Instagramming my runs every day. Like I don't do much. I have this tiny little camera that's like smaller than my index finger that I can carry. And like I just shoot one clip from my run and just say what I'm doing and how I'm doing. And I've just like done it as an accountability exercise, but also because like if somebody else did that, I would watch it. I mean, it's niche content.
That's
super
great.
Super fucking niche content, which by the way, I think goes hand in hand with some of what we're talking about. It's
like,
I
don't 100%.
Watch. I watch almost entirely YouTube and I'm like you, I'm also just like obsessed with like learning things. So it's like educational videos and then like people's experiences as they share them.
we're identical media twins because all I want to hear are people's stories and how to do things via YouTube. So like, yes, I need to get window screens put on my windows. And like the company that I reached out to, they're just like being really kind of just flaky about getting back to me. And I'm like, maybe I should just watch a YouTube.
100%.
I think I could do this.
Yeah.
I'm not going to, I won't go off on that tangent because we all get it. You guys know how I feel.
Yeah.
We don't need to like,
we don't need commiserate. To talk about our,
you don't need
saga
to hear
with
me.
Time Warner Cable.
Right. Oh my God. But I will say one fun thing about Time Warner Cable is that once I did call and the guy was like, hi, my name is Justin Pancake. How can I help you? And I was like, what did you say your name was? Like it was one of the best calls ever with Time Warner.
Jesus Christ. Did you get
Justin
into it
Pancake?
With him?
I was like, dude, your last name is Pancake?
Yeah.
And he was like, yes, it is, ma'am. How can I help you?
Now, do you think his name really was Pancake? Or
if he made it up, great. Still love him.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
Even better.
Yeah. You know what? Thank you for knowing how to tickle my pleasure zone.
Absolutely.
Let me ask you another question.
Please.
What's your running outfit? And I know you have one, at least one.
Yeah. Oh, I have.
Talk to me about your sneakers, socks,
so
brands.
Many.
I want to know everything. Your favorites.
Okay. Now, the most important element that we'd like to start with is dolphin shorts.
Okay. I love where this is already going.
I mean, first of all, some people like, so I grew up running in the 80s. I mean, there was only dolphin shorts. That's all you could run in. That's all there
was. I know. They're so cute.
And so it's totally normal to me to wear dolphin shorts.
And those are comfortable for you.
Yes.
Okay.
I have no issue. I don't really have issues of like people looking at me or how I look or whatever. I'm, you know,
will you explain to the younger listeners what they look like and what they are?
Yeah. I mean, I would say, God, how can you describe?
They're
dolphin?
Super short.
They're super short.
And they're very thin.
And they're thin. And they sort of like, they're curved to where they kind of like ride up your thigh to like your hip.
Yes. They're really flattering for like, I was going to say Three's Company, but like, again, they wouldn't get that reference. So
I
like,
think, yeah, that Suzanne
70s
Summers.
Show.
And, yeah, yeah. That 70s
like
show.
Nights.
Yes. The where you would, yeah, that 70s show or Boogie Nights. I mean, if you've ever seen professional runners, they're all wearing them.
Okay.
So it is standard. But, you know, when you're so used to it, you don't think it's standard. And when I first started, like, wearing them in front of my wife, she was just like, your bathing suit is a lot bigger than that. It's a lot bigger than what you're about to go out in. But, you know, she was like, all right, well, you have the legs for it. You can do it.
And
that was sweet. So I like took that to heart. But since then, part of what I've tried to do is like, I go for some pretty loud outfits just because I really like to like walk down and present my outfit to her before I go to run. Cause it's like, it's fun to get the reaction.
Totally.
And now it's next level because my daughter is 14 and at her last softball practice, it was a long ass practice. And I was like, all right, I'm bringing her and I'm going to go for a run there. And I'm going to come back. And I came back from my run and picked her up in the dolphin shorts. And she walked straight up to me and she said, Dad, don't ever, ever pick me up in that outfit ever again.
No.
I know. Cause it was like, you know, it's like, they're just very short shorts. And like, I will wear them even with a long sleeve t-shirt if it's a little chilly, you know? So, so the dolphin shorts are key. And in general, if it's like chilly, like I've definitely dialed it all in. Like I have a little neck gaiter. Usually it's chilly. I have a little neck gaiter. I wear a visor.
Okay.
Visors are not easy to come by, but in the running world,
correct,
you can get them.
Is it like a transparent shield?
It's not
like
a transparent shield.
Okay, okay.
as you know, you grew up in New York. I grew up in New Orleans. Like, I love L.A., but, like, the fucking sun is an assault on the
it
senses.
It is relentless.
It is fucking relentless, man.
It is so uncool, dude. I cannot stand the sun.
Yeah,
it's too much.
It's brutal.
Give us a cloud.
But I've learned how to, like, I get a visor, which is like, you know, it darkens the whole eyes. I'm always wearing sunglasses.
Yes.
And then.
But your sunglasses have to have straps?
No.
Or will they fall?
They stay
don't?
On. Yeah.
Okay.
My nose supports. I don't know.
Right.
It works pretty well.
What brand of sunglasses?
Gooder. Like, Goodr. They are extremely light. Extremely affordable, polarizing, lightweight frames that are cost like $28.
Oh, wonderful.
And they're LA based and they're American company and they're awesome. I wear socks that are like specifically for wicking sweat away from your feet. And like, you know, it just helps in every way. And there's actually a left and a right. They're shaped towards your feet so that you don't get weird blisters or anything like that.
Now, what kind of socks are these, like a brand, or they just make them like runner socks on Amazon?
There's tons of runner branded socks, but like the ones that like have a left and a right are called Features, FEETURES.
Amazing. I wouldn't want it to be called anything.
Nothing
else.
I mean, it's
such a good name.
Yeah, they nailed it.
Yeah. I love this sock. I mean, I do need sweat wicking socks as a non-runner.
Yes, everybody. I mean, unless you're lounging in your house, you can't be wearing cotton socks. It's so bush league. Like, everybody needs to like step it up, you know.
Okay, then I need to step it up because I really didn't know there's any other kind of sock that you could wear in the summer except I didn't know. I don't know. But
yeah.
I don't like to go no sock because that's when the real
destroy your family.
Yeah. Exactly.
From the inside out.
It's so true.
Absolutely. It's just like, I think Bombas is a good brand for just like your average, you know, like.
Oh, right. Okay.
Doing
that,
things
those
in
are
LA
real hot stuff. Right now.
There's a brand called Darn Tough that they make in Vermont.
I really, really like that brand, too.
I love Darn Tough. And they make super thin wool socks. And they're perfect for LA.
That's genius.
Yeah.
What are your sneakers?
Right now, I'm running in these Hokas. Do you know this new brand? You know, they're just like
I wear Hokas. Hokas are already, I mean, they're known. They're not new anymore.
No, they're not.
But they're dope, and I love them.
I love them. And at first I was like, okay, so you're just going to like triple the padding, and that's it? That's what makes a great shoe? And it's like, yes.
And they also look cute.
Yeah, they're cool shoes.
They do look cool. Yeah, okay, so those are good for running. Great to know. Now, I love this look. I love this outfit. Don't be afraid to send me pictures. I won't put them on the internet.
I'll send you a photo. Maybe when I run today, I'll have Jen take a photo.
Yeah. Now.
And also, like, I want people to know that this isn't like a hottie look. Like, there's a bit of a belly going on. You know, it's a little bit like a little top heavy.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying,
you know,
like.
What?
I'm not not in a pejorative way whatsoever.
If you want to be conceited, you can be on this podcast. You know, like
no. But I just want people to know. I'm not like, you know, like I'm not.
You're not bragging.
I'm not bragging. I'm not a great runner. Like, my legs look pretty good in these dolphin shorts.
Yeah.
The rest of my torso doesn't really match it. You know what I mean? Like,
you know,
it's
what,
a
though?
Little, it's real. That's all I'm trying to say.
Our bodies are cars. If they work, they're great.
Absolutely.
I'm sure that you look great. And as long as you feel great, then I think you look great. And
right.
I think that if Jen is letting you out of the house and is like, you know what, do you, I think it's okay. I think you're good.
100%. Yeah.
Great. So, another question I like to ask everybody is like, what would be a fantasy hobby of yours? Something that, you know, it would be very cool if you were the type of person to get into bookbinding.
Super easy answer. Watercolor. 100%.
You just know that in your heart, it's never going to happen.
Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough.
I'll tell you why.
Okay.
It is a fucking long game. And I would invite you.
You're talking to somebody who does a lot of watercolors, by the way.
I do.
Yeah. Here's the difference, though. Like, I do watercolors a lot. I love them.
Yeah.
Am I good at them? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess not. Maybe. Probably not. I don't care.
I know. I mean, well, I see it as, well, I got in, I was like towing into watercolor a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. I fucking love it so much. My godmother was like a watercolorist.
Oh my God.
And, she was incredible. And she, and I, so I kind of like towed in, and then I started watching YouTube videos, which usually like pulls me in and gets me going. Right.
Yeah.
The fucking timing of great watercolor where you're like, okay, we're laying down this,
you know what,
layer of water, and
I'm going to get mad at you.
Why? Cause I'm doing the good because, thing.
No, because fuck that. Fuck that. There's no great art that was ever created by watching YouTube. Okay. Like,
you're right.
Now we can use it as a tool.
Yeah.
Right. We can use, when it comes to certain skills, especially like with the punch needle, if I forget how to thread the needle or whatever,
yeah,
I put on a YouTube. I need, or if I want to know how to do a certain stitch or a knot or whatever, I watch a YouTube. After that,
yeah,
push it away.
It's all, and that's all I mean. I don't mean that objectively works of art, great works of art, can be created with this. I mean the craft. I mean the craft, like the punch. This is how you do the thing. Whatever.
Yeah, you know how to do watercolor.
I do, but like. Well, let me just put it to you this way.
Okay.
People, I'm going to sound real elitist right now, and I'm just going to do it anyways. People think they know how to write television series.
Yes.
But they don't.
Correct.
Some people do. There are levels of craft. Anybody can write a television series, right?
Mm-hmm.
But
not everybody can write a good one, or
a great one that
great
people want to watch.
Yeah.
And that, as you know, because you wrote a great television show.
Thanks.
That is not, that has an enormous amount of craft.
Yeah.
And it requires an enormous amount of non-dreamy.
Mm-hmm.
Your dreams
technique.
Are baked into all, it's technique.
Right.
And it's
yes.
like, all mm-hmm. I'm saying with watercolor is that I towed in enough to realize that the fucking technique of watercolor and to create the kind of watercolor that got me excited about watercolor.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Is a level of craft that I just know that I will never go to that level. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Not
I do.
That I can't enjoy. I've done a few watercolors since then and it's fine. It's totally fine. I'm just saying like, there's a certain level of proficiency that I want to get to
uh-huh.
that makes it fun for me.
Right. And the process in and of itself for you isn't as much fun as like, let's say getting better at running or whatever.
I mean, the process is just as fun. It's all baked into the same equation. It's just like, and I don't know. I mean,
this is what I'm going to shake out of you.
Okay, great.
Because we can do watercolors together. Bring your kid, bring Jen. It is so much fun. I've been in gallery shows. I don't know anything about technique.
Yeah.
Nor do I give a shit. Again, I don't think I'm great at it. The thought doesn't cross my mind. That's how I know it's something that brings me joy and it's a hobby because there's no agenda behind it.
Yeah.
Now I understand the technique of you being attracted to and not being able to attain that technique. I mean, absolutely. I can probably say the same about running.
Yeah.
In order for me to enjoy running, I would have to get to a certain technique that I don't know if I'm willing to
get to that level.
I don't know if I would really like that process. I don't think I would enjoy it. But so in that sense, I totally get it. But like, I wish that you didn't care about the outcome so much.
Yeah, that's a problem I have just in general.
But you'll keep running and like you can work that out in your meditation.
Yeah,
not that
I don't know what
you
it
need
is
to
about
do anything
that makes me want to be great at it. If it's probably just because there are certain things that I see and I'm just like I became aware of like what it would take to get to that level. And I was like, right. I don't have the man hours. You know what I mean? Like we grew up playing music, you know, and like, I don't have that with music. I'm never going to be great at music. I mean, I'm fine, you know,
right.
I can play that all fucking day. I don't need to be great.
So we're going to have you back on the podcast again, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
I really want to talk to you about music.
Cool.
Especially because you can do it all day. You're not good. You don't care if you're good, whatever. Like,
no.
That's one of my fantasy hobbies.
Yeah.
I don't know how to play. I love making music, but I don't know how to play any instrument. And I don't want to learn how to play an instrument. It's really hard. And it's like learning a foreign language. Right. Okay. But like,
you know how easy it is.
I can't be a bad musician though. Like because then nobody can play.
You have that. That's what I have with painting.
But like then nobody can. Okay. I see what you're saying. You're right. Yeah.
See, we are the same. We are the same.
We really are. I feel like
it's very flattering. Look at our faces. Look at our fucking faces right
Except,
now.
Except, I know, but also you're half Italian or 100%?
I'm Italian Jewish. And French and Jewish and German.
Okay, I wish I had any Italian in me. I used to like lie and tell people I was Italian.
More French and I stress the Italian side.
Oh my God, Italian is so cool, especially if you grow up in Long Island.
I always, Mark and I feel like he's the French and German and I'm the Jewish and Italian for sure. And I'm just like, yes, I am.
Yeah. Totally.
Those are the ones that I want. Those are the ones.
If you're the older brother, then you get to be like, yeah, I'm the Jewish and Italian.
I'm the Jew and the Italian and you're the French and German one.
Right. All right. Well, I hope that you have a great day. Hope you get to go running today.
I'm going. It's happening. Right now,
okay,
actually.
Good. Oh, so to ask Jen to take a pic.
Okay, I will.
Thank you.
If you liked our show, please subscribe, rate, review, and tell a friend. Filling the Void is a production of the Irios Network. Episodes are produced, engineered, and edited by Alex Paul. Original song by Michael Cassidy.
By Acast. Irios.
Ever Googled your own name? Prepare for a shock because your personal info, including addresses and phone numbers, is out there, especially with the recent hacks at some big phone and healthcare companies. But here's where Aura steps in. Aura scans the dark web for your sensitive information and sends real-time alerts. Aura also actively requests that your information be removed from data broker sites, putting you back in control. Aura provides you with a complete online safety toolkit, credit and transaction monitoring, a secure password manager, a privacy-enhancing VPN, and more. Try Aura risk-free with a 14-day trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety. Rest easy with Aura. Visit aura.com/safety today.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kyler Tsitis.
I'm Kayla Tsinas, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.